I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you for another week. Noel and I got a lot to talk about, obviously. Hey, everybody out there is baseball fans. What a great time of year. Like we said, we got spring training going on. Lots of young prospects getting extensions in the spring training because, of course, the big event right now, the World Baseball Classic. So, and, of course, as this recording is going on, we got Canada playing Mexico in Pool C, and that's a winner moves on game. So that's a big game. Later on tonight is a winner go home matchup versus Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. So two big games, huge games with a lot of implications for both those countries. So definitely want to sit back and watch, but all kinds of stuff to talk about on tonight's show. So who knows where we're going to go, but a lot of exciting stuff, and it should be at this time of the year, as we've always said. So before we do get going, of course, we do have to give our shout out to the boys over at the Rip Grip Pro hitting training device. Palm up, palm down creates that proper swing motion that you want to have, staying through the ball on the outside, the middle, the inside. Great device. Great. It's just a real valuable tool to have with your hitting program for sure. And then on the other side of it, with the throwing program, the pitching program, of course, we have the boys at the Rope Trainer. And you can find out more about the Rope Trainer right off of our website at www.dirtbagbaseballnation.com. And check it out. I mean, as I always say, if you have any questions about it, reach out to us. Reach out to Nolan or myself. We're happy to go through it. We're happy to explain all the uses and the values of having that product in your bag. It should be a part of your bag, whether you're a little leaguer all the way to the pros. It really should be a part of it because it takes you to that next level and keeping that arm healthy most of all. And that's the beauty of the product, is so much value to it. So anyways, whatever you've been doing this week, playing, coaching, parenting, just watching the World Baseball Classic. Hey, maybe you've been to the spring training. Hopefully it's been a fantastic week and you've enjoyed it as much as Nolan and I have. And we're, again, excited to be now talking about it with you and also answering some of those curtain call questions in the third segment of the show as well. So, but anyways, settle in, get that favorite drink, find that favorite chair. Nolan's going to be back and we're going to get going with it and we're going to get after it, dirtbags, like we do all the time. So, hey, we'll be right back here in a moment.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
At Staples, school is always in session, and savings never take a holiday. Especially now, during Staples Teacher Palooza, you can save even more on everything for school, like 25% 20% on classroom decor and stickers. And save up to 40% on trusted brands for the classroom, like Post-it, Paper Mate, and Elmer's. Whether you're a teacher restocking your classroom or a parent looking to help, during Staples Teacher Palooza, everyone saves big. But deals end soon, so hurry to Staples, your working and learning store. Offers end 3/18. In-store only while supplies last.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total average rates.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Hey, Nolan, like I said at the top of the show, so much to talk about tonight, and we'll try our best to get through it, Dirtbags, for you. And Nolan, where do you want to start?
Yeah, I mean, let's jump right in. World Baseball Classic, Czech Republic versus Team Japan. Andre Matschik, I hope I'm pronouncing that last name right, throwing all of 79.3 miles per hour, strikes out the greatest player in today's baseball. Well, I guess technically the second greatest according to MLB.com, but strikes out Mr. Shohei Ohtani on a 72 mile an hour, I'm going to guess, changeup. Not quite sure exactly what the pitch was, but either way, man, this guy works as a professional electrician. Not a professional baseball player. He's an electrician. That's his profession. Works a, I don't know, 9 to 5. I'm assuming that's probably what their hours are over there. Either way, man, like how can you not be excited about stuff like that? Like, first off, Czech Republic gets the upset win over China. And then this kid out here, everybody on Czech Republic, when they did their interview pre-tournament, saying, oh man, it's going to be sweet to face Team Japan. We get to see Shohei Ohtani. Waiting to see Shohei Ohtani, like everybody up and down the roster, just saying, waiting to see Shohei Ohtani, right? And then this kid comes out there, just does exactly what he does, man. Like, he struck out one of the best hitters in the world right now. Like, it was just so cool to watch. And then you jump over, you get Great Britain pulling off the upset on the other night. When the heck was that? Monday night over Colombia. Yeah, like 7-5. I mean, that was a heck of a game. Obviously, Sir Harry Ford now, I guess that's what they're calling him over in Britain, hits the home run down the left field line. He's the number one prospect for the Seattle Mariners. Going to be a cat. Well, I mean, right now, like, he's looking like a pretty legit catcher. His profile, I guess, his comp is JT Realmuto. Now, I don't know if he'll ever end up being JT Realmuto, because that's a pretty high comparison. But either way, I mean, the guy got into a hanging curveball, sends it down the line, puts Great Britain up, puts the game out of reach. Obviously, like, those are two huge stories, man. And that's exactly what it's all about, right? Like, you're just bringing everybody around the world together to watch these games. You get Great Britain upsetting, you get Czech Republic upsetting. Like, how can you not just be excited about the World Baseball Classic?
You got Ohtani named classic, the World Classic Pool B MVP, and he struck out on that situation. You know, like, again, sports is amazing. Sports in general is amazing in that. And this time, it's baseball's turn to be that dominant all eyes on baseball right now in the world. And you know what? Those are things that you can't forecast, you can't predict, but that's why you watch the games, because you just never know what's going to happen, right? Two fantastic stories, like you said, Nolan, on guys, teams that, you know what, aren't moving on, but wow, what memories for the rest of their lifetime. And Dirtbags, that's what it's all about, man. That's why we keep preaching it all the time. Just be thankful for what we get to do, whether we're playing baseball, watching baseball, doing the podcast, Nolan and myself. You know what? Life's great, man. Life is great. And then you get to see situations like that, and it even makes it better. So there's no question about it. Nolan, you hit the nail on the head. You can't even fathom what that young man with the striking out Ohtani is going through right now. But that's a memory for a lifetime, for sure. So, but, you know, where are we at with Canada and Mexico right now, Nolan? We got a score update by chance? I know it was 3-1 Mexico, I think, in what, the second inning there when we started the show?
Yeah, still 3-1, top of 4 Mexico. So, I mean, it's not looking good for Canada, but let's be honest, the Canadian pitching was just terrible. Like, absolutely horrible. I mean, I get it. They routed Great Britain 18-8. Come back out the next night, get routed by Team USA. 12-1, 7-inning mercies in both games. So Canada became the third team in World Baseball Classic ever to go back-to-back games of a mercy rule, one on the winning side, one on the losing side. The best part was the night before, Canada temporarily sets the record for most runs in a game with 18. Yeah. And then basically the next day, Korea set the new record with 22-2 win over Chinese Taipei, I believe it was, or China. I can't remember which one, but either way, you're like, man, there was tons of firsts that happened in this World Baseball Classic. And you're looking at the talent level all across it. Like, this has to be probably the deepest and most talented World Baseball Classic to date. Like, almost every team has some sort of major league presence on it. Obviously, Canada, I mean, you look at it, like, Cal Quantrill was supposed to be the ace for Team C, and, like, he just completely blew it. Like, just flat out sucked against Great Britain, went 2/3 of an inning. The young kid, Mitch Brat. Brat pitched against U.S.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry, kid. My
bad. Yeah, the 19-year-old kid pitched against U.S., and he just looked so nervous. Got in there 2/3 of an inning. Like, back-to-back starts where you go 2/3 of an inning. Now, I want to give a huge shout-out to Puerto Rico throwing the first-ever perfect game in the World Baseball Classic. Like, that was an 8-inning perfect game. They won 10-0. So, I mean, kudos to them. Like, that was huge. But, like, end of the day, when they were going up against Nicaragua, like, you're kind of expected to do that. No, actually, I want to talk about the Nicaraguan kid who got signed by the Detroit Tigers. Right? Like, that kid goes in there, strikes out Juan Soto, then Julio Rodriguez, then Rafael Devers. Detroit Tigers get on the phone after the game, hey, sign this kid. So the kid's got a minor league deal now. Like, that's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, how cool is that, for sure? I mean, it just, those are just such cool stories. It's unbelievable, too. And good for the Tigers. Good for the Tigers to step up and recognize that. You know, everybody's got their scouts in the stands. They're watching. You know what? They're doing their jobs. But good for Detroit to go ahead and jump on that and see what becomes of it down the road. Who knows? Could be 1 year. Could be a 10-year career. You just don't know, right? So one other shout-out I want to give, Nolan, to, you know, Team Cuba. Lose the first game out of the gate and then come back. Hey, they just won today against Australia 4-3, and they solidified their semifinal appearance. Now, made it through to the semifinal, first time since 2006 that Team Cuba's been that deep in the tournament. So, hey, it's just like the Olympics, right, Nolan? It's you know what? You never know what each game's going to bring. You never know. USA loses to Mexico. All of a sudden, okay, let's calm down. Let's settle down. Let's get things rolling the way we need to roll, and away we go. But it's easy for us all to sit here and think about how we could do. Man, when you're out there doing that type of stuff at that level with your countries carrying them on your shoulders, if you will, it's another game. It's another level. And don't forget, like you said, we're in March right now. A lot of these guys, even though they train year round, it's still pretty early in the season. So you did make one good comment, though, that I want to finish on for me is, you know, the Canadian team Canada starting the 19-year-old against USA. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. That's holy cow, man. How do you, I mean, when you have no choice and they don't have the depth on the pitching side this year, there's no question. Offensively, positionally, not too bad. Good players around the field, serviceable. It's sad that Freddie Freeman has gone down with a slight hamstring issue and stuff like that. You know, hopefully it's not long-term. Hopefully it doesn't have any repercussions with the Dodgers once he gets back to the major leagues. But other than that, they're a good team. But absolutely, I mean, pitching, it's showing, right? It's just not there. And boy, we've talked about it, right? For a tournament like this, you better have a lot of pitching, right?
Yeah, no, you need the arms, and that's just it. I mean, at least the bullpen for Canada did its part, but you're looking at it, man, back-to-back starts where your guys go two-thirds of an inning. Like, you can't do much with that. And I mean, the loss of Freddie Freeman as well. Like, that's just a recipe for disaster, especially when you're going up against that pool. Now, I get it. Canada did upset Colombia in the game that Freddie Freeman got injured. And obviously, we're talking about it during the game going on. By the time it, like, our podcast is done, the game will also be done as well. So when you guys are hearing this, you're going to be like, what the heck? But I mean, still, like, it's one of those things that end of the day, man, you just need so much pitching in this and so much depth in order for your team to move on. But we'll talk about more of this after the break.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolly, let's jump over to the MLB side. Lots of stuff happening there, too, in spring training. So where do you want to start?
Yeah, let's jump off with two extensions for young kids. Obviously, you get Corbin Carroll signing the 8-year, $111 million deal. Corbin Carroll became the, basically player with the least amount of experience to sign a contract for this amount of money. Obviously, a kid that came up in September got basically his first taste of the major leagues, everything like that. Going into it this year, heavy favorite for the NL Rookie of the Year. Signs an 8-year, $111 million contract extension. Basically going to put him until his early 30s. The kid looks legit. So if he lives up to the potential, it's a no-brainer. Like, the Diamondbacks will get him on a steal of a deal. But obviously, if he doesn't live up to the expectations and still turns out to be an all right baseball player, I'd still say that that's a pretty good contract and no brainer for him to sign that.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I think when you, with the knowledge that they have now in their own systems, and yes, it's a small taste of what he did last fall when he got called up, but you put those combinations together, I think you can, again, it's easy for us to say we're not throwing $100 million around, but the Cleveland Indians at the time did it way back in the 90s. And anybody in my generation, you all remember those days. They did it with a young Manny Ramirez, Victor Martinez, Alomar behind the dish. And they started locking those guys up long term, and it paid dividends for them. This generation, you're kind of seeing it with the Atlanta Braves, right, Nolan? You're seeing them locking up those young guys around that, 80 to 125 million. Now, obviously, Austin Riley got the big bucks this offseason. But again, am I wrong with the amount of information that a team has about their player to make it a calculation like that? I don't know. No. What do you think, Nolan?
No, you're not wrong about it. Just at the same time, like, here's the thing, right? We always talk about it, and they're prospects for a reason. Like, could you imagine if the Seattle Mariners gave Jared Kelenic a 10-year, $150 million contract extension, let's just say, after he went over to Seattle and first came up and hits a home run in his major league debut and everything like that? Like, they'd be kicking themselves in the foot for that one. Because it's one of those ones where, I don't know, man, there's a lot of risk involved with it. For a player with this little amount of experience to come up and get a contract like that, like, I get that he's supposed to be super talented and everything like that. But same time, I still think that it's a huge risk, and you don't know if these prospects will ever really pan out to the potential that they have. So I don't know, but like the Keibert Ruiz one, right? This is the second one that had a contract extension there last week. He signs an 8-year, $50 million. Like, that would be something that I have no problem giving out to a player. So that one, you're not paying over $10 million a year. Basically, takes him through his arbitration and everything like that. You hope that he pans out to be a bit better than the $50 million. But realistically, a $7 million, $6.5 million deal, like, that's perfectly fine per year, basically, is what I'm averaging it out to be. And then, yeah, like, that 8-year, $111 million, basically, man, you're paying him close to $30 million on the back end of it. So, like, there's huge risk involved in that, and him becoming a potential MVP and 30-30 guy. Like, I get it, the Arizona Diamondbacks are building up a young team and everything like that, and they're hoping that he's a part of the next wave of superstars that are coming out of there and going to help them get into the playoffs in the near future. But I don't know. It's a lot of money. Now, obviously, it's worked out well for Atlanta. Like, Ronald Acuna obviously got his deal. Ozzie Albies got his deal. Everything like that. Like, worked out way above what anybody expected. But end of the day, there's still huge risk in it because you look at the number of former top prospects that never actually pan out at the major league level.
Yeah, you're 100% right. I mean, it's what your comfort zone, really, right? It comes down to what the comfort zone of ownership is and your general managers. And like I said, you can take as much information as you can and run with it. So, but again, you talked about it, right? Two different perspectives, a $50 million, 8-year contract for Ruiz and a $111 million for 10 Carroll. I mean, hey, I guess if you're the Nationals and the Diamondbacks, you got to make those moves maybe. And that's easy to say, but a little tougher to pull the string on. But obviously they did it, and good for them. So Ruiz certainly hasn't gone off to the start that I'm sure the Nationals were hoping for in that big trade with Scherzer and Trey Turner a couple years ago or whatever. But you're slowly starting to see those kids come to fruition and stuff like that. Josiah Gray stepped up and threw some innings last year for them or whatever, and that got better as the season went along. So you know what? There's another guy that if he has as good a season this year, maybe that's another guy that they're looking at, maybe a 5 or 6 year deal or whatever. And again, because I think for me, you're talking about a pitcher, not a player. And there's always, to me, that much more risk when you're signing a pitcher long-term. But hey, they did it. It's, again, exciting for baseball. A year ago, we were talking about, we were on strike, right? And now they got it settled, and you're seeing contracts in the offseason. You're seeing contracts before the season gets started for young players, and it's exciting for baseball. It gives them an opportunity to play. So, anyways, one thing that stuck out to me this week, Nolan, was Lance McCullers Jr., supposedly feeling pain-free and begins his throwing. So seems like forever since we've heard that name being that name in general, let alone being supposedly pain-free in his arm.
Well, yeah, I mean,
what do you think of that?
That'd be a huge addition, but you hope he doesn't pitch like he did in the World Series.
Yeah,
because those games that he threw in the World Series where he was afraid to throw a fastball to lefties. And then when he did finally throw a fastball at the lefties, it got freaking tattooed. So I really don't know what to expect. Like, obviously, Lance McCullers went healthy. One of the better pitchers out there. No two ways about it. That guy's a stud. It's just a matter of, can he actually stay healthy? Because
I'm right there with you.
Steven Strasburg's situation, right? Steven Strasburg can't throw anymore.
Whew.
So you're hoping you're not on that end of the spectrum, but like obviously Lance McCullers can still pitch, but it seems like any time that he's been throwing recently, he's either getting injured or getting lit up. So I really don't know what to expect from him when he is healthy. Now, obviously the Houston Astros have a deep team. It's not like they're asking him to come back, be their opening day starter and shove for 220 plus innings, become Justin Verlander, win your AL Cy Young, all that stuff, right? Like, they're just telling him, hey, be Lance McCullers. But Lance McCullers needs to be healthy to be Lance McCullers.
Yeah, 100%. That's it. It stuck out to me because I was like, oh my God, almost forgot about McCullers and popped up and I was reading it and I was like, hey, as a baseball fan, I'm happy. Happy for them. You're right, though. I mean, looking at the Astros, I'm going, holy geez, if he's really, really healthy, man, that's another good, strong arm in that lineup or whatever. But I think you're right. I mean, for me, if I'm Dusty Baker or whatever and that, and we're not, but that's the fun of being a fan of the baseball is, you know, maybe do you put him in middle relief a little bit? Do you stretch him out that way if he's feeling good? And you know what? He's maybe one day on and about 3 days off. I don't know. Thoughts on that?
No, I agree. I agree with that. That should be the approach that Dusty takes for trying to get him back in shape. Like I said, man, they got pitchers down there that right now, if you needed to, you run 4 days. And worst case scenario, use him as an opener. If you don't want to use him as a long reliever at first to start out with and you want to keep him in a starter mentality, so then that way he gets his normal 5 days and everything like that, you can go about it that way. But still, I think the best option right now would be to use him in a long relief role. So then that way, yeah, he can get built back up slowly. And the Astros actually roll out a normal starting five pitching rotation just to start out the season. And then, and see how it goes from there. See if Lance McCullers can get his stuff back and stay healthy to the point where, yeah, he could pitch 6-plus innings.
Yeah, I think so. You know, stretch him out that way, especially with the amount of time he's been off. Yeah, he was back last year for the series, like you said, but it's not enough time over the last few years or whatever of consistent pitching time for him. So here's one before we wrap up this episode, or this segment, Nolan. The Moose. Mike Moustakas. Man, having a heck of a spring for the Colorado Rockies. Late signing for them, filling in at second for Brendan Rodgers, like you said, I think last week or 2 weeks ago. Boy, is he hungry? I'm a Moose fan. I'm a Mike Moustakas fan. I think he's just been a fantastic professional baseball player for me. Kansas City, Cincinnati. You never hear any trash out of his mouth. He's just workhorse. So I was glad to see that. But, you know, again, I'm over here in France. You're home. Like, what are you seeing when you're looking at it?
Yeah, you forgot to throw in Milwaukee there. But, I mean, yeah, he's one of those guys. He's one of those guys that he's always had a good bat. Unfortunately, Cincinnati just didn't work out for him. Colorado, though, with his swing and everything like that, I think he's got some serious pop still in his bat. I don't know. Like, I'm not saying he's going to be a Kyle Schwarber by any means, but like a similar build and everything like that. That's just kind of why I'm making the comp. But he's a guy that very easily, for a minor league deal, it was a no-brainer if you're Cincinnati, or sorry, if you're Colorado. And especially since Cincinnati's on the hook for another $20 million basically per season for the next 2 years, like he's still getting his money.
Oh, yeah.
He's still getting paid.
I love
this guy. He's just getting paid to play for another team now. And he's a guy that, yeah, I mean, very easily in Colorado could run into 30-plus home runs, especially with the way his swing is. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be a 270, 280 hitter, but he hits 230, 240, plays average defense, 30-plus bombs. That's well worth a minor league deal to me.
Yeah, another good veteran out there, right, to help build up those young kids and solidify it and be able to compete, I guess is the best way of saying it, in that NL West, right? That juggernaut that's the NL West.
Well,
so the young kids don't just get beat on, right?
Yeah, and I'll just end this part yep. with, hey, it worked out for CJ Krohn, so it can work out with Mike Moustakas too.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer, Michelle.
As an entrepreneur, every day is different. My phone bill from Cricut, on the other hand, always stays the same. Without surprises, hidden fees, or annual contracts, I can work worry-free.
That's Michelle, everybody, doing business like a boss. Smile, you're on Cricut.
Real customer paid for testimonial. See CricutWireless.com for details.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance, because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, you mean like when I let someone with less groceries go ahead in line? Sure, there's a part of me that thinks, if you only need three things, maybe go to a convenience store next time. And now they're sifting through coupons and my frozen foods are about to be not frozen.
But still, it's the right thing to do. So compare rates with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spring is in the air, and now's the time to spring forward with a delicious breakfast from Burger King. An all-natural Simply Orange Juice. Begin your day with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich with sizzling sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant. Or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit on a warm buttermilk biscuit. And make it a meal. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches go great with crispy hash browns and pair perfectly with a Simply Orange Juice with no added sugar. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen. Simply Orange goes perfectly with breakfast at Burger King and is rich in vitamin C. And now through March 31st on the BK app, Royal Perks members get a free single core sandwich with any Simply Orange Juice purchase. Use code BREAKFAST to redeem. Get a jump on spring with breakfast at Burger King, because you rule. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants, Royal Perks account required. Restrictions apply. See offer terms for details. Not valid on delivery orders. Sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and I have a question for you. You know that unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? That's COVID-19. That's why I got an updated booster designed to help protect against recent Omicron variants. Got it? Check eligibility and schedule your updated COVID booster at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call, Nolan. So, those Yankee fans just keep sending in their comments and questions for us on that. Especially the Yankee fans, we love you. We love you. So, again, hey, Volpe, is he getting the starting job at shortstop with the New York Yankees? The Martian's tearing it up. Does he stay on the roster? Now, I think we got some hopefuls there with that question. But let's start off with Volpe. Volpe, starting day, shortstop?
Barring injury, I don't think so. I don't know, man. Like, it's one of those things where I'm really interested to see how the new CBA rules all play out for this, right? Because basically, teams are incentivized to keep their young up-and-coming studs up in the major leagues. So then that way they get additional picks and basically the player can get into free agency a year earlier, yes. But, I mean, the team also gets more compensation, right, for that player coming up and finishing as a top three in rookie of the year, or finishing first in rookie of the year. There's good incentives for him to be the opening day shortstop. He's looked the part of an opening day shortstop over Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. But I still think at the end of the day, I don't know if he'll be the opening day starter.
Well, or whatever or not till the opening day. And we do. It's 2 weeks. And I just noticed that Mr. Kiner-Falefa, new initials, center field. That's interesting.
No, I saw that too. I saw that too. So that's why I'm saying I don't know. Like Boone's had a history of trusting his guys too much. Like, that's my only reservation behind saying, hey, you know what? Definitely he's going to be the starting shortstop. Dominguez, I don't think Dominguez makes the team out of spring. He's had an incredible spring, yeah. But realistically, he's still too young. He's still too green. They'll start him out in double A or triple A, whichever one. I think Scranton will probably be where he starts out there. But he's knocking on the door, too. Like, if they get out to a slow start. Yeah.
Yep, the Martian goes down. Volpe, does it come right down to whether he's 21 years old and he can handle the big, bright York day in, day out? That, I think, is the question that, right, you got to ask is, you know, Hal Steinbrenner, Aaron Boone, you got to ask that question, right? And that's a tough one, dude.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. Great question, though, man. We're getting closer, though. So, So it's a good one. It's a good one. So here's one out of Philly. Here's one out of Philly in that. Bryce Harper missing out on World Baseball Classic. What's he feeling right now? Missing it, focused on the Phillies. Focus on repeating the World Series. What do you got? Knowing Harper and how much he loves baseball, the history, the game, every bit of baseball. What do you think his thoughts are right now with the Classic going on?
A, B, and C to that one. A, B, and C. You said three things. All three of those are accurate, right? So he just came out the other day, said that he's enjoying watching it from afar, but you can tell it's just eating at him at the fact that he's not out there on the field with those guys. Right, he was one of the first guys that Trout asked to be on the team. Obviously, at the time, it was still 50-50 on whether he would be able to play, whether he needed Tommy John surgery. So, I mean, obviously, he needed to get the Tommy John surgery. Sounds like he's going to be out until close to the All-Star break now. But, like, end of the day, man, he's 100% gung-ho. Okay, I need to get this recovery done as soon as I can. So then that way I can be out on the field with my boys trying to get back to the World Series. We just got one of his best buddies in Trey Turner to come across for almost $300 million, right, to play shortstop for the Phillies, put them over the top in the NL East. Now, I don't know if they're necessarily going to win the NL East until Bryce Harper's healthy, right? Like, the team looks good, but every team on paper doesn't look bad, right? Like, it's one of those things where we don't know. So the sooner Bryce Harper, like, lets us know, hey, you know what, I'm back to a throwing routine, I'm back to a swing routine with baseballs coming in at me, then we'll be able to tell, okay, how close are the Phillies to actually being a World Series team? So, I mean, right now his focus has to be on getting healthy. But you can tell, yeah, it's just eating at him at the fact that he's not playing there with the boys.
Yeah, 100%, right? We saw it less than a year ago, you know, hats off to the Phillies. They stayed in the hunt. They stayed in the race while he was on the injured list last year. But you see that MVP in him, right? Team MVP, Phillies MVP, but MVP of the league as well or whatever. You know, when he came back, it was just like, you hate to say it, but it really was like a second coming. And he just carried it on right through the playoffs, right? He just stinging the ball. And you think about the injuries he's had or whatever, and I getting smoked in the eye, basically the eyeball with what? Almost 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Up and in, like, that guy, he's had some pretty tough injuries. And again, like, we can't even fathom the skill, the true skill level of that kid and what he's capable of doing there, because it is unbelievable. So I'm excited to see how he comes back from this one. I don't think he can rush his way back. I think he can be excited, like you said, Nolan, and energetic and pumped and a great cheerleader for the boys. Keep them in the hunt because, let's be honest, like we've said, right? Mets look outstanding. Braves look outstanding. Marlins maybe aren't there yet, but, boy, they're looking good. They're looking good. They got some interesting pieces. And Philly's got to come out of the gate strong, and they got to be hungry right out of the gate, too. So, I don't know. What do you think a timetable on Harper is coming back? Just out of your own.
Middle of June. I think he'll be before the All-Star break. That guy's got a crazy ability to come back before people expect him to. Like you said, gets hit in the face, and he's back a couple of days later. Like a 98-mile-an-hour fastball from Hennessy Cabrera right off the orbital bone, yeah. And you're back within a week. Like, that's insane. Broke his hand back in 4 weeks on a fastball up and in, right? He's had other issues, obviously. Somehow his back hasn't fallen off yet. I still don't know how with his swing his back hasn't just completely blown up on him. But like I said, man, like, that guy just defies the odds year in, year out on whatever injury it seems to be that he gets. And he's back before the timetable. So I know he set tentatively All-Star break, but I'd be surprised if it's later than middle of June.
There you have it. Here's one from Texas, Nolan. Rangers fan right here. So they get DeGrom back this week. They're feeling good. The question is, where do you see the Rangers if we come out of the gate with all starters? They know we've talked about it, and we doubt that we're going to have all the Rangers starters on. So the question is, if we have all our starters, where do you see us fitting in the West?
I'd be surprised if they're not third best team in the West. Only reason I say that, you still got Houston. You still got to go through them. Houston still looks good. Obviously, they go out, they pick up Jose Abreu. It's a team that just won the World Series. They lose Justin Verlander. They didn't really make any sort of offseason acquisitions to really replace anybody. Obviously, Dana Brown getting hired on later in the offseason didn't help out. And then you're looking up at Seattle. Seattle made a bunch of moves this offseason, right? They go out to get Colton Wong from Milwaukee, who's last year he had a down year defensively, but perennially in the Gold Glove conversation for second base. His offensive numbers last year jumped up incredibly. Now, I don't know how it's going to translate to Seattle, but still, I'd still say a hitter-friendly enough park. Obviously, go out, they get Teoscar Hernandez to play left field. Kelenic apparently is looking great. I mean, from what I've seen, he's looked great in spring training so far. And Seattle's got a bunch of young pitchers too, right? Like, Seattle's pitchers last year, they were all amazing. So that's why I'm saying, like, I can't put Texas over the top, because I don't think they did enough offensively in the offseason to be considered in a strong enough competition for that second place team to jump over Seattle yet. So I don't know. They're definitely better than Los Angeles Angels and Oakland Athletics. Now, if everybody stays healthy on Texas, as far as their pitching staff and everything like that, they could make a serious push for Seattle. I just can't see them catching up to Houston yet. Whatever Houston's doing down there, whatever sort of devil magic sorcery that they got going on, it seems to be working. I'm sorry that I'm saying your cross-state rival is better than you, but let's face facts. That's just the way it's been for the past decade.
Yeah, it looks like Dana Brown has a pretty good finger on the pulse too, right? Anything that we see out of his mouth or hear or read, good hiring by Dayton Moore, Crane, and he seems like he's just going to fit in with that Houston organization real nice as their general manager. So want to slide over to the Baltimore Orioles, Nolan. Coming in from Baltimore fans, this person is excited. Jackson Holliday staying up for an extended look in spring training. Thoughts, visions, a good decision? Should he be getting down with his teammates that are going to be? Or is it okay that Baltimore's keeping him up?
Hell yeah, it's okay that they're keeping him up. You want that kid to get as much exposure as he can right now. Right? Like, you're facing the MLB talent at this point in time. Like, I get that a lot of guys are over at the World Baseball Classic and everything like that. But you're facing bare minimum AAA guys. Guys that are fighting for that MLB push, right? So this is exactly what you want to see out of your number one overall pick. Is can he actually push? Now, I'm not saying he makes the opening day roster as a 19-year-old with, what, a handful of games above rookie ball? Like, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying this is exactly what you envision out of this kid is for him to compete for a spot right away. You get Gunnar Henderson, he's going to be your opening day shortstop, but you want that kid to be up there next year. And if he comes up there this year, then that's a huge bonus.
Yeah, 100%, right? It's Adley Rutschman, Gunnar Henderson, Rodriguez. Yeah, able to make it up this year and stuff like that and stay up and stuff like that. Why would you not have your top young talents staying with those kids and being around those kids so they know exactly when they do get sent down, like you said, Nolan, what their vision is, a clear vision, not just a verbal vision talk with management. Hey, we want you to go down and we want you to work on this and this and this. Now, when they have that conversation with him, they can also say, those guys are what you are in the future. That is what we envision you. And so we're showing you right now, we're proving that, hey, if you're qualified and capable, we are that team right now that is willing to move those players. And like you said, incentivized a little bit, but we want to compete. The Yankees have good young prospects. They're going to get better and better and deeper. We are right there with them. We believe that we have that type of talent. So you're going to stay here for an extra week or however long it is. So you get as much visual opportunity and conversations with those kids too, right? That's the other part of it. The conversations, exactly. Right, Nolan?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's exactly what you got to do is have those conversations right now. Because end of the day, man, you're still going up against $200 million payrolls in the Boston Red Sox, New York Yankees, and potentially the Toronto Blue Jays, right? Like, Baltimore's not that team that can operate on those financial expectations. So they got to develop like crazy and hit the right free agent signings. And by all accounts, I mean, up to this point, they've looked good. And Anthony Santander, I want to jump on that one, just stick with Baltimore. He's had a hell of a World Baseball Classic. That dude has been raking for Venezuela. So, like, the team looks good. But Jackson Holliday, you need to understand, okay, he's not going to be our opening day shortstop. But as long as this kid continues to show out and grow quickly through the system, he's got an outside chance of reaching the major leagues at some point this year. Whether it be as a September call-up or what the deal is.
We will be right back with our final thoughts.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, give them your final thought.
Yeah, Lars Nootbaar, the legend of Lars, is quickly growing in Japan. I don't know how the Cardinals are going to feel about it, but basically him and Shohei Ohtani, they had a conversation prior to their first game for Japan. They said, hey, what are we going to do when we get basically on base or an extra base hit or something like that? What's going to be our sign that we do? So he brought out the salt and pepper shaker, right? The Cardinals celebration of the pepper shaker. Now, that's a huge thing going on over in Japan. Everybody loves doing it and everything like that. I don't know what the Cardinals players are going to say to him when he gets back to Cardinals camp after the World Baseball Classic's all said and done. But if he wins a ring, I guess they can't really say too much because that dude's grown into a legend. And now the Cardinals, get this, have jumped up to the seventh highest odds for signing Shohei Ohtani. The Chicago Cubs somehow have the second highest odds. I don't think he'll go to Chicago. But still, I mean, just the fact that Lars Nootbaar is playing on Japan and the Cardinals' odds have gone up that high to potentially sign Shohei Ohtani, I can't see it happening, I'm going to be honest with you. But I just thought that it was funny. So, I mean, that's my final thought. The legend of Lars, we'll see what happens once he gets back to Cardinals camp, see if the rest of the guys rip on him for bringing over their celebration.
Yeah, absolutely. Looks like he's having a blast, Nolan. And how can he not be having a blast with that team? So, kudos to them. Dirtbags, I don't know what the next week's going to bring or whatever in that, but if it's as good as this past week or whatever, hey, buckle up. And hang on, because it's going to be a heck of a journey, heck of a week, all things going. And, I mean, I think we'll certainly, probably by next show, we'll have a few prospects being sent down. But, again, you just never know. So, hey, time will tell, and we'll know. But, hey, whatever you're doing this week, be dirty with it. Have fun with it. Embrace it. And give it everything you have. Attitude, commitment, and effort is your character. It is who you are. So, again, shout out to the guys at Rip Grip Pro and the Rope Trainer. You want to find out more about the Rope Trainer, go to our website, www.dirtbagbaseballnation.com. And, hey, you want to be a sponsor, you want to be have a product review or whatever in that, contact me, Kirk@dirtbagbaseballnation.com. We'll talk about it. We'll get you on here and we'll get it figured out and get you promoting and stuff like that, a product that you believe in. So, Noli, Dirtbags, unfortunately, it is that time, as it always comes every week. We do it for you. We can't do it without you. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.